This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou, ko Sam Tokuingua. My name's Sam, and I'm the Mayor of Selwyn District. People from all over Aotearoa New Zealand and the world have chosen to call Waikerekere Selwyn their home. From the first settlers around Te Wahora Lake Ellesmere over 700 years ago, followed by the first wave of Pākehā settlers in the mid-1800s, to the newcomers of today, each person, each face, each voice has a new story to tell. By listening to the Faces of Selwyn podcast, you'll hear the voices and stories behind these faces and celebrate with us the diversity of our district, New Zealand's fastest growing region. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
Koutou no mai haere mai. Welcome to the Faces of Selwyn podcast, a collaboration series between Selwyn District Council and Udders New Zealand Broadcasting School. Ko Katie Tokuingoa, my name is Katie Oliver, and today I'm here with Tony Gunn. Kia ora, Tony. First of all, what's hello in your national language?
Kia ora to you. Apakabar is how are you, and selamat petang is good afternoon.
Wow. Oh my gosh, you might have to repeat that back to me. So what is how are you?
Apakabar.
Apakabar.
And selamat petang is good afternoon.
Selamat petang?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Wow, cool. You learn something every day. So please introduce yourself. Tell us about you, where you were born, your family, and your journey to Selwyn.
My name is Tony Gunn. I'm from Malaysia. I came to study at Victoria University in Wellington. My new Kiwi friends at the hostel thought my name was too hard to pronounce, so they called me Tony. That's how I got stuck with the name Tony.
And what was your name before that?
Len Singen. After I graduated, I worked in Whanganui, then New Plymouth, Paraparaumu and Wellington, before I decided to go to Auckland to work with the acupuncture school as the CEO. I've always worked in the tertiary education sector, mainly in management. Working in Auckland was fun, but after a few years of COVID lockdown, with lots of disruption to teaching and learning, I decided to move to a smaller town, and I chose Darfield and moved here in October last year.
Cool. So tell me, why is Selwyn / Darfield a good place to live? Why does it feel like home for you?
Oh, well, I searched extensively for a place to live in South Island because I never lived in South Island. I wanted to live in South Island. And I wanted a small, quiet and friendly community, but with the potential of future growth and development. Selwyn came up on top as the fastest growing region in South Island. And Darfield met all my criteria. So with the added smallness of being close to Christchurch Airport. So I came from a small fishing village in Malaysia, surrounded by rice fields, coconut and oil palm plantations. Darfield is just as small, but surrounded by farmlands and the stunning snow-capped mountains. It is different from where I came from, but also similar in many ways, especially the peace and tranquility of the natural environments.
Cool. So describe your typical day in Selwyn or Darfield, and how is your day different here in comparison to a day back home in Malaysia?
Oh, I enjoy gardening, and when the sun is out, I'm either in the garden or visiting garden centres to pick up more plants. I go to Rolleston often to do my shopping, and I watch the news, do some reading, and I'm involved in Darfield Residents Association and the ProBus. In summer, I go for walks and to the swimming pool. In Malaysia, however, people tend to spend long hours working, and then they party hard in the evenings by going to dinners and karaoke with family and friends. In Darfield, I have to do my own cooking, so I cook and share my cooking with my neighbours. In Malaysia, people tend to eat out in the restaurants.
Cool. Yeah, so since being in New Zealand, have you continued on any specific traditions from your home? And tell me about what you like to celebrate in your culture.
We celebrate festivals unique to our cultures, such as Chinese New Year, Malay New Year, Malaysia Independence Day, and in April, we pray to our ancestors who have passed on. And the festival is called Qingming. However, we also celebrate Christmas, Easter, first day of January, New Year, and Diwali.
Cool. So what do you enjoy about bringing your culture to Selwyn?
Well, I enjoy sharing my culture with my new friends in Darfield. So my involvement with the Darfield Residents Association gave me the opportunity. So I go around to the local businesses to profile them on the Facebook, and I share some of my cultures on the Facebook so people know about me and I know about them. And we are going to organize a multicultural potluck dinner on the 30th of September. And we have a big plan underway to organize a special Christmas event for Darfield.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah, that's awesome. So you're part of making events now and stuff.
Yes, yes.
Cool. Was there anything else that we haven't touched on that you wanted to talk about as well?
I have to say I like my place in Darfield. I mean, I waited 18 months for it to be built, for the house to be built. It's a new, solid 3-bedroom house, which suits me fine. I had the opportunity to put my creative thinking into creating a nice garden with a fish pond. So I'm pleased now with flowers in full bloom, and we have got quite a few fruit trees, and I grow veggies, which I share with my neighbours. So my house is only 5 minutes to the local swimming pool, 10 minutes to the famous Darfield Bakery, and 20 minutes to the library. So it's convenient for me to walk everywhere. So my contribution to climate change is I don't have to use my car very often.
Awesome.
And of course, Darfield Bakery has the best pies.
Mm. Yeah, cool. So what's your favourite memory in Selwyn so far, or Darfield?
I think it's the friendliness of the people. The fact that they always look out for you, especially my neighbours, when I'm not there, they come over to water the garden and so on. You know, I think that is fantastic. And they also bring over food for me. And yeah, in return, I share my food with them. So, and also, there's been a small community. People are friendly and helpful. You know, small communities always play their part for a good cause. Mm. For example, on the Daffodil Day, we have so many people out there collecting for the Cancer Society. And even more people are digging deep into their pockets to contribute. So it's that kind of a community spirit, which I love about Darfield, you know. And so there you are.
Yeah, really cool. And what, for you, what specifically makes it feel like home, Darfield? Is it your gardening? Is it the people? Is it the fact that you've brought your culture to Darfield? Or what stands out for you?
I think like anywhere else, you have to make it a point to break out to the community. And if you want to call the place your home, is now you want to get connected with the community. So I find that people are shy by nature, but if you take the initiative to actually contact them and talk to them, they actually return the same friendliness. And so that is what makes the Darfield community a very nice and friendly place to be. And they're very open to sharing my culture too. So sometimes I would tease them by greeting them in my language and they respond in their language too, you know, that sort of thing. So it's very good in that sense.
Cool. And then for you, what would you say to someone moving to Darfield? What would your piece of advice to them when they're moving to Darfield, what would you say? Someone who's moving from overseas in particular.
I think from my experience, before I moved to Darfield, I couldn't find a lot of information about Darfield. But having said that, having to wait 18 months for the house to be built, I make quite a few trips to Darfield just to look up and scout around. So I suggest the important thing is to get information that you want before you arrive. And there are many places you can look up for information. For example, the Darfield Residents Association Facebook page and also the Selwyn Council's website.
Cool. Yes. Perfect.
And don't forget, we are available for them if they want to contact us. Mm. We are always there to help if we can.
Mm. So do you think the main thing for you that's made Selwyn feel like home or Darfield is putting yourself out there and putting in the effort yourself?
Yes, I think so, because it's very easy just to keep to ourselves and expect people to come to you. But if you are new to that area, okay, you can remain strangers in the environment, or you can make the effort to get out and get involved. And that's what I did.
Mm. Cool. Yeah, awesome. And just finally, was there anything that we haven't touched on so far that you wanted to discuss?
Well, I think if I should make a comparison between living here and living in Malaysia, most of my families are still in Malaysia. So they came out here for holidays, but they wouldn't stay here because it's too cold for them. And so I make it a point to go back there. So one thing I miss about Malaysia is the dinners, the family get together, the karaoke, you know, and also holidays in other parts of Malaysia or visiting neighbouring countries like Thailand and Vietnam. In Darfield, it's quite the opposite. Mm. If you want peace and tranquility and a relaxing time out, here, this is the place for you.
Mm.
But having said that, Darfield is not far from anywhere else. So there you are. You have the best of both worlds.
Mm.
Not to mention you wake up in the morning, you see the mountain covered in snow. Wow.
Not many places you get
magic.
That.
Magic.
Yeah, awesome. So kia ora and thank you for your time today. I really enjoyed learning about your journey to Selwyn. So my last question for you today is, how do you say goodbye or farewell in your language?
We don't actually say goodbye as such, but we say see you again, which is jumpa lagi.
Jumpa lagi.
Yeah. But we always say terima kasih, which is thank you.
Yeah.
So terima kasih to thank you, and jumpa lagi to see you again.
Cool. Okay, well, jumpa lagi, Tony. Thank you so much.
Sama-sama.
Thank you for listening to Faces of Selwyn on Air, wherever you are in Aotearoa or the world. We hope you have a great day. Kia pai te ra.